Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on Friday. That's right. It's, oh my God, the weekend's here. This week has gone on forever. Obviously, huge night for the Green Bay Packers last night, both with Aaron Rodgers winning his fourth Most Valuable Player award and Leroy Butler finally set for enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Huge congratulations to both of them. Obviously, you guys know I've been going on and on about Leroy Butler for years, and I'm so happy for him. Yeah, his kind of presence there last night was a joy to behold. He's clearly soaking it all in. Absolutely love it. As for Rodgers, four-time MVP, pelts on the wall right there, things that can never be taken away. A man who now trails only Peyton Manning when it comes to MVPs won in a career. A huge accomplishment for him, obviously. Now we wait to see what the decision is. Will he be back? Will he retire? Will he be back and be traded? We don't know. Got a few weeks probably till we find out. Thankfully, it probably, hopefully won't be like last summer. It gets dragged on forever. But we'll have resolution here in a few weeks. In the meantime, we got the Super Bowl to play. Can we just get this over with, man? You know, Super Bowl, the Packers should be in and aren't. It's just frustrating, man. Just play this fucking game already. It is completely, for the record, the official Cheesehead TV stance is go Bengals. I fully expect the Rams to win, but my heart definitely with the Bengals. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Robin starts us off with an amazing super chat. Robin, thank you so much. In hospital with the missus giving birth. So grateful for the blessing on the way and grateful to be a tiny part of Cheesehead TV. We all carry the G, and I just hope my boy ends up a cheesehead. Huge congrats, Leroy. Robin, you are a real one. I'm so excited for you guys. Hope all goes well. Please check in. Let us know. You guys have emailed us in the past. I know we've given you birthday shout-outs. So excited for this next chapter of your life. And yes, hopefully you're going to raise a little cheesehead. Hope everyone is healthy and happy. Congratulations, man. So happy for you. That is quite awesome. Boat, are we going to hold 12 responsible for the 21 and 22 failure or just let it slide? I just want one more before it's over, getting tired of the losses in the playoffs. Boat, you must not follow me on Twitter because I've been pretty harsh on Aaron Rodgers and his shortcomings in those playoff scenarios and the inability to rise to the occasion, so to speak. Now, it is a team game, and there is plenty of blame to go around. Special teams did not help the cause, obviously, and you could go back to, you know, the Buccaneers game. You know, Kevin King doesn't play quarterback, gives up that touchdown. Redmond lets an interception go right through his hands, you know. Aaron Jones fumbles. I mean, there's a ton of things that happened in that game that aren't Aaron Rodgers' fault. So, yes, does Rodgers deserve some blame? Yeah, no doubt. No question about it. If the now four-time MVP plays even a modicum of, you know, the game he, the standard to which he is judged being an MVP, if he plays even slightly up to that level against the 49ers, they most likely win that game and are probably in the NFC Championship game and then probably on the Super Bowl. But twas not to be. Twas not to be. David, thank you for the super chat. Leroy Butler, Hall of Fame man and Pro Football Hall of Famer at last. His story is an all-timer. He's inspired and will inspire countless people. Yes, David, absolutely. I saw him on NFL Network overnight talking about being a special needs child. You know, I mentioned it in my video when the news broke that, you know, I think a lot of the younger generation, younger fans probably aren't aware of Leroy's journey. The fact that he was born with club feet and, well, there was a stretch where doctors thought he would never walk normally. But the man has overcome all the odds to not only become an amazing football player, but an amazing human being as well. Accidental Hero, what's up, man? Hope you're doing well. Ed, thank you for the super chat. Bart Starr had character. Rodgers is a character. However, on the field, Rodgers has been an amazing blessing to the Packers. Very much agreed. I think that's very well stated, Ed. No doubt about it. What else we got here? Ed, again, thanks for the super chat. So very, very happy for Mr. Leroy Butler. Your congratulatory video was outstanding. Oh, thank you, Ed. That's very nice of you to say. Thanks so much. Alex, thanks for the super chat. What's with this Murray to Green Bay rumors out of nowhere? Oh, wasn't there something? He did something on his Instagram. And then, you know, because he was at the Pro Bowl with LaFleur and company. You can safely ignore all that. None of that means nothing. Judy, thanks for the super chat. 36! Yes, so happy for Leroy. So I'm just seeing everybody be happy for Leroy makes me so happy all over again. Yeah, I got to admit, man, when I saw him walk out on that stage last night at the NFL Honors, I got emotional. I got really emotional. I mean, I just know that this is something that, you know, Leroy has felt a bit slighted. You know, and he never ever would go down that route, you know, publicly. But I know he's felt a little slighted and watched guys who didn't put up his numbers enter the Hall of Fame before him. But now that's all in the past, and he is a Hall of Famer, and it's just fucking amazing. I'm so happy for him. So, so happy. Marcus, thanks for the super chat. No Super Bowl, but Butler getting the Hall of Fame nod is a great consolation prize for he is a humble and a very positive person. I love him. Marcus, very much agreed. Very well stated. Very, as much as it does suck that the Packers are not playing in the Super Bowl, writing that Hall of Fame wrong is a nice, as you say, consolation. Jason, thanks for the super chat. One thing Aaron learned from Brett is how to work the media and keep the public in suspense. Yeah, they do have that in common. No question about it. Although I do think Aaron's done a good job of mitigating that, especially this coming off of this season and saying, look, I'm not going to drag it out, but I do want to take some time and think about it. You know, that's all you can really ask of him, right? Whereas with Brett, it was very much every fucking summer for like 5-6 years, we had to hear about him thinking about retiring. Maybe he's going to retire. And then he's not. And then he does. And then he doesn't. And blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I think Aaron obviously is very smart, knows how to work the media. I think there's no question about that. But yeah, they're a little different in the sense that Brett truly played it up like as much as possible. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, can you recommend any books on Packers history? I need something to fill that void that isn't hypotheticals. Yeah, I actually did a book review video last spring, I want to say. I think it was during the pandemic, like in the throes of it when we were on quarantine, lockdown. But if you search that video out, but also just off the top of my head, the greatest book about the Packers that's ever been written, in my mind, outside of Cliff Crystal's book, which I'm still, it's a collection of books, which I'm still working through, is When Pride Still Mattered, the Vince Lombardi biography by David Marinus. That is not only one of the greatest books ever written on the Packers, it is absolutely one of the best biographies ever written on anybody, in any subject. It is absolutely a phenomenal read. Also, The People's Team, that's what you want to read, from Mark Beach. That's a phenomenal book. Those two, and then Cliff's book, that'll get you through the offseason probably. But there are tons of others. I'm sure people will chime in the comment section as well. And like I said, find that video because I think I laid out like 10, 12 books. There are literally, I think, you know, hundreds, but you can't go wrong with any of those. John, thanks for the super chat. Does Matt LaFleur need to go 17-0 to win Coach of the Year? Go, Pack, go. I understand people. I saw a lot of this on Twitter last night. You know, look, you can't deny the job that Vrabel did. You know, they had like, I mean, an astronomical number of guys on injured reserve. He used like 90 players throughout the year and lost his best player for the back half of the season in Derrick Henry. I just, you know, I have zero problem with that. And you guys know, I love Matt. I think he is a great coach, and I think he's absolutely deserving. But I have zero problem with Vrabel getting that award. He just did a phenomenal job. So, yeah. What does Matt LaFleur need to do? I keep saying it, you know, and it's so obvious, but once Aaron has done whatever Aaron's going to do and then moves on, I think that's when the clock starts and the judgment begins for most people when it comes to Matt LaFleur as a coach. You know, as long as he's got Aaron, he's always going to be kind of not slighted, but it's going to be a bit discounted because he's got a four-time MVP, a future Hall of Famer. That certainly makes the job different than it does trying to bring up a young quarterback or dealing with losing your star player, etc. The coach of the year thing is funny anyway. As Zach Cruz pointed out yesterday on Twitter, Mike Holmgren never won it coach of the year throughout the entirety of the 90s. And he was undoubtedly one of the best coaches in the league throughout that time. Yet Lindy Infante won it in 1989 as that coach of the Packers. You know, and you would never, ever in a million years say that Lindy Infante was a better coach than Mike Holmgren in any capacity. So, yeah, it is what it is. Pete, it's not about numbers. I watched every game Leroy Butler played from the time he was a rookie in Milwaukee County Stadium as a cornerback. He was a solid, good player, in my opinion, but not a Hall of Fame player. Reggie White, Charles Woodson could turn it on and take over a game wherever they wanted to. Leroy Butler did not have that ability. Pete, I 1,000,000,000% disagree. Go back and watch the fucking Super Bowl, for God's sakes, when he literally goes through a man and sacks the quarterback with one hand in the Super Bowl. And don't forget Mike Shanahan literally designing his entire game plan around mitigating the effect that Leroy Butler is going to have on the game. Not Reggie White. Leroy Butler. I think that the football people know what they're talking about in this one, Pete. Jano, thanks for the super chat. Really disappointed Matt LaFleur passed over for coach of the year. Can't help but think it's all A-Rod and not the coach. Totally disagree. I mean, yeah, that's what I was just saying. Rodgers will color everything, every perception about LaFleur until he's no longer the quarterback in Green Bay. You know, I really don't think Matt cares that much about it. You know, would he like the recognition? Sure, of course, but he knows the gig. He knows what he's doing. I mean, I bet that shout out from Rodgers during his acceptance speech was worth more than the coach of the year would have been. I mean, the fact that he point blank said, "Won two out of the 3 years we've been together. You're a huge part of this. Thanks for trusting me. Thanks for everything you do." You know, from the four-time MVP, that's a pretty big deal. So I don't think Matt's losing any sleep over it. Jonathan, thanks for the super chat. Nags, what's more likely, a fifth MVP for Rodgers or Lucasfilm to stop using Tatooine? Look, I know I put it out up there because they had the Kenobi poster and he's on the sand. And I said, sarcastically, great, more Tatooine. It's like, you know, I have no problem with that. I get it. That's the narrative arc. And of course, he's going to be on Tatooine because that's where he goes to watch over Luke. I'm fine with that. I'm mostly joking because it is like, how much more fucking Tatooine do we have to sit through? I mean, there's a whole galaxy to explore. Come on. New worlds, new life, new aliens, new everything. Let's go. Disney, you got a whole galaxy to play with. That said, probably a fifth MVP. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. My New Yorker wife's first game was 36, inventing the Lambeau Leap. Zero at kickoff. Game got us back to the playoffs. Leroy is pure joy. So happy. What's so funny is that that's the one thing I remember most outside of the leap and at that play. The one thing I remember most about that game is how fucking cold it was that day. It was so cold in Wisconsin on that afternoon. Raiders didn't want any part of it. That was one of those really cold days. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. I saw on BR an insane trade scenario where the Packers send 12 and 17 to the Broncos for their next four firsts, next 2 seconds, and Jerry Jeudy. Would that be enough for you if you were Brian? I wouldn't trade away both Rodgers and Devontae. So that's probably a non-starter. You want to send all that for 12? Yeah. I'd do it in a heartbeat. But, man, I don't know. Getting rid of your two best players or two of your best players, I don't know, man. That's a little rich for my blood. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Matt LaFleur is going to get discounted with what he's achieved with Rodgers, partly because of the criticism McCarthy gets now, painting Matt LaFleur in the same light. I mean, I don't know. Look, McCarthy was praised for fixing Brett Favre, right? You know, it's all circular. It's all cyclical. Favre had, under Mike Sherman, had, you know, not fallen apart, but his footwork had gotten bad. His, you know, carelessness with the football, which is legendary, was worse than even by his standards. And Mike came in and broke him down and built him back up. And Matt's done the same thing with Aaron in a really positive way. You know, towards the end of Mike's tenure, obviously there was friction. Aaron clearly was ready to move on. And I think his game suffered because of it. That attitude, the idea that, you know, I'm just going to do what I want. I'm going to change plays, even though Mike said, I got to run this. That has all changed under Matt, I think, for the most positive way. And it's not, and that's why I think Aaron gave him that shout out last night, because it's not, you know, happenstance. You know, Matt is a big part, a big reason, much like Mike was with Brett. How much longer this partnership lasts, we'll find out. That's the thrill of it. Too old for this. Thanks for the super chat. If there was an award for eyebrows of the year, LaFleur would have that unanimously. Well, well played. Well played. Chris, again, thanks for the super chat. Going to be rough for him if Rodgers leaves and he has more than one losing season / subpar season, just not set up well for him. Yeah, but that's the gig. You know, he took this job knowing that, you know, the quarterback is on the back nine of his career, to quote Rodgers. The idea of transitioning was always part of it. So I think he's ready for it. You know, will he be, you know, judged or whatever if they have a losing season or two? Yeah, of course. But that's, you know, you took the job knowing that that was going to be part of it. You know, that's, I think he's going to relish the challenge. Before I got a bunch of super chats, I'm going to give a good big old shout out to our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook app. Got to do it, folks. You know you want to. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every single week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. Pumpkin, thanks for the super chat. How good was Mike Daniels to Kenny Clark? How good was it? Are you like comparing their games? I think Kenny's like far superior player. I love Mike. I loved Mike his rookie year and what he became. Obviously, injuries have really cut his career short. But I'm really pulling for the Bengals so he gets a ring. That'd be awesome. But yeah, no, Kenny's just on another plane, another world, another existence. Quickness, ability to set guys up, power, all of it. And Mike's a great player, and he used every ounce of his ability and leverage, former wrestling background. You know, he knew how to really use kind of a guy against himself, like how to set a guy up. And he really flashed early in his career. And he's one of the nicest dudes ever. Like, it's so funny. Like, I think he's the first guy ever to come up to me in the locker room and say, hey, I really appreciate what you do. It was like, oh, someone's paying attention. That's nice. But yeah, Kenny's just in a whole other world. Boyan G, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Right now, listening on Audible when Pride Still Mattered, had no idea of Jack Vinici and his part in creating a team. Sad story for him. It is unfortunate. He was taken way too early. But I think the Packers have done a better job now of making people aware of him and the work he did in assembling the team that has now, you know, throughout history been known as Lombardi's team, which of course it is. He's Vince Lombardi, is the greatest coach who ever lived, etc. But Jack did a lot of the work bringing in the guys who created that dynasty, you know, and it was a good stretch there where he was kind of lost to history. But that book does a phenomenal job of laying out a lot of the work he did. And the new series, if you guys haven't watched, I'm sure most of you have, but if you haven't watched the Legacy documentary on the Packers app, absolutely seek it out. And they do a nice kind of, you know, but 5-10 minute segment about Jack and his work finding scouting players, and obviously had this incredible eye for talent. But yes, that's he is thankfully now getting more recognized. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Four is so underrated by social media, it's crazy. Oh, Bryson, you're talking about Favre? Yeah. I mean, of course, the audience skews younger, right? And they only know him as end of his career Favre or scandal Favre or guy talking about whatever else is going on in the world Favre, you know, as opposed to three-time MVP, three in a row. That man was a god on a football field, you know? Whatever you want to take away from Brett, I totally get it, but man, a lot of his greatness is not captured. It's weird too, because like you don't have there. You can go on YouTube and really go down a rabbit hole trying to find just random games or what have you. I think most people who seek it out can find evidence of his greatness. You know, it's out there. There's no doubt about it. But I do think for a younger generation, the social media generation in particular, it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's kind of the same thing with LeRoy. You know, I get in arguments all the time with people who just have no clue how amazing he was on the football field. But, yeah, there's no doubt he's underrated by a large swath of the new generation. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. LeRoy. I like it. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Assuming Kuhn is the next special guest for She Said TV. Yeah, I got to reach out to John. We had a fun back and forth on Twitter yesterday. Oh, Twitter.com. I love you so. I will say the only thing that confused me is the final. I know if Tanya jumped in there for a little bit and Kuhn had the final thing about I've seen how Aaron looks at Aaron in the locker room. I'm not quite sure what that means. Am I looking longingly, lovingly? Daggers? Am I shooting daggers? Wait, this is true too. Fun story. Years ago when I was on the beat, I was at the scrum at Aaron's locker, and I asked him a question, and my Olive saw the video of Aaron, me asking Aaron a question, and Aaron like staring at me, and she said, she's like, man, he's looking at you like he hates you. I was like, even my daughter's obsessed with this idea. I love it. It's just too funny. But I look with nothing but love at Aaron. Jump in the stands, baby. Yes. Yes. I wish I could play it, you know, but rights and get my video taken down. Don't need that. Alex, thanks for the super chat. What's more likely, 12 and 17, both stay or both gone? Both stay is much, much more likely in my guesstimation. Of course, I don't know nothing, so don't listen to me. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a huge favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.